Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. This statement is coming from the chairman of Teen Haven, Roxanne Christopher. Quote, "The decision to go public was not taken lightly," end quote. Well, yesterday, she announced that the trustees of Teen Haven have given them an eviction order to vacate the premises by the end of the month. Teen Haven is the residential services that houses and assists and cares for many young women in Bermuda. In particular, they help with at-risk girls by promoting healthy development through ongoing education, counseling, and support. It has become a lifesaver for so many people across the island. While Teen Haven has been around for about 50 years, after the passing of Olga Scott, one of the key founders of Teen Haven alongside Miss Neversit, three men have taken over as the trustees. They are Dennis Burgess, Milton Scott, who was the former Minister of Education, and Keith Smith. Here's an audio clip from the interview that Miss Christopher and her associates had with TNN that further explains their situation with Teen Haven and their eviction.
Bermuda, we need you. We need you. We need you to speak to your MPs. We need you to speak to your church members, speak to your family members. If there are individuals that you've known that have come through the doors of Teen Haven, we need you to reach out and work with us. Work with us. It's a very difficult situation. And I think a lot of people are aghast that this organization that has serviced this country for so long now is in the hands of trustees who are legally right. So legally, they have the right to evict us because the Haven Trust document was so broad. It only said that they have to support women and children. It did not say Teen Haven or Teen Services. That's where the loophole comes in. Because we were not named in the trustee document, we are not deemed as beneficiaries of the trust.
On Wednesday, October 30th, Ms. Christopher and other administrations will be in family court and asking for an extension on the eviction. However, Ms. Christopher said that the trustees seem unwilling to come to a negotiation. Teen Haven has already had to turn down many people across the island who have asked for their help due to their own uncertainty of their foreseeable future. In terms of ministerial help, Ms. Christopher says that the Honorable Tanae Ferbert has been speaking with the trustees trying to negotiate. We'll have more updates on this story after Wednesday's hearing in the court. In other news, a dedicated public servant and advocate, Senator Leslie Robinson, has passed away at the age of 57. This news has arrived with posts mourning her loss. Senator Robinson was known for her commitment to empowering Bermudians, especially in areas of social equity and economic reform. Sincerest condolences have been shared with friends and family. And in your sports-related news coming from the World Gazette, teenager Sarai Fisher has won 5 medals at the USA Sport Karate Champions and Elite World Championships. After qualifying at the North American Championships in Las Vegas in March, 14-year-old Fisher was one of the youngest martial artists competing at Daytona Beach in the 14 to 17 age group, including against boys who just turned 18. On the first day of competition in the Elite World Championship, Fisher won silver in the traditional weapon competition, with gold taken by an 18-year-old young man in a tight verdict. The two clashed again in traditional forms, with Fisher shocking her older opponent, with 2 of the 3 judges awarding her the gold medal and entry into the prestigious Champion of Champions competition. Fisher also picked up silver in the creative weapons category, with that event not even practiced in Bermuda. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.